Unit 4, page 39.
The Homemade Revolution. In the 17 to 1800s, the Industrial Revolution completely transformed the traditional methods of production. Now a different kind of revolution, the Homemade Revolution, is in the air, and it is once again challenging the old way of doing things. Dale Dougherty, founder of Make Magazine for Do-It-Yourselfers, defines it as a creative rather than an industrial revolution. From the 10-year-old girl who created a dancing robot to people making their own electronic devices, ordinary citizens are definitely doing it themselves. The trend has been made possible thanks to a combination of factors. One of these is the wide availability of cheap components. Another is an abundance of internet sites that allow users to share everything from ideas to funding. Today, a person with an idea but no clue how to implement it need only go online to find a huge community of amateur experts ready to offer advice about every step of the process, from making to marketing. As a result, production can now move out of the factory and into the home. Things that 10 years ago you needed to be in a big company to make are now possible from individuals, Dougherty says. In 2006, Dougherty founded the Maker Faire as a real-life meeting place for a very diverse community of do-it-yourselfers, everything from embroidery to robotics, as Dougherty puts it. Initially introduced in the San Francisco Bay Area, the fair has spread to 60 locations around the world, including Africa, a continent where the maker movement could have far-reaching effects. Africans are realizing that they don't need things that a large Western company has. In the past, they got hand-me-downs from the West, which are difficult for them to maintain or repair, he says. Instead, they can now produce their own devices, specially tailored to suit their specific needs. Chris Anderson, author of the book Makers, The New Industrial Revolution, is convinced that the maker movement will bring about the next revolution in manufacturing. Anderson sees remarkable parallels between the current phenomenon and the initial stages of the digital revolution. There is a sense that this is the PC movement all over again. All the ingredients that led to the digital revolution in the 70s and 80s are coming together in manufacturing, he said. The difference is, it is not going to take 20 years because we already have the web. And this time, no degree in computer science or business is needed. Aside from innovative new products, the maker movement is making one very important thing: money. A smart watch created by a maker generated huge amounts of interest and money on a website, grabbing the spotlight from a very similar product designed by a well-known electronics giant. It is little wonder, then, that the large corporations are sitting up and taking notice. One leading computer company has become a sponsor of the Maker Faire, and others have hired makers for their own research and development teams. Apparently, there is still some wisdom in the old saying, if you can't beat them, join them.